Senator James Inhofe of Oklahoma joins me now. Senator Inhofe, you've got a lot of middle-class constituents out in Oklahoma. I suppose they are the ones who are going to get hit by this tax, aren't they?
Well, John, they are, but my constituents out in Oklahoma all know, because I've been in the middle of this issue, fighting this thing for 8 years now. And, you know, a lot of people still believe that man-made gases cause global warming. That's anthropogenic gases, CO2 and so forth. When the science is really coming around the other way, but what is really understood is the economics. And if I could, John, I'd like to put this in a perspective. We have dealt with this issue four times. First of all, we had Kyoto. We were able to not ratify that. Then we had the McCain-Lieberman bill. After that, the Warner-Lieberman bill. And after that, the Boxer-Sanders, I guess it was. We have analyses from CBO, from the Wharton School of Economics, from all other groups, including MIT, and the cost of these would be the ranges between $300 and $330 billion a year. That's a tax increase. You know, we're all concerned about what happened on all these bailouts that we had. Well, at least that's just a one-time deal. This is an annual tax increase. So what Obama is talking about now is bringing it to an 83% reduction, which would be more expensive, somewhere around $366 billion that you have to pass on to people. It's a huge tax increase.
And this has been calculated at anywhere from $900 to $1,400 per family, and that which more than offsets the tax cut that Obama says he's going to give to 95% of families who will receive these $500 a year checks in the form of I believe, a $13 a week lightening of the tax load every week. Why is it people don't recognize this as essentially a stealth tax?
John, I've been asking that question now for 8 years, and it's a very difficult thing to get across to people. Let me explain, in my opinion, why they're using cap and trade. And most of the people listening to us right now are pretty confused on what cap and trade is, and that's understandable. That's the reason they're using cap and trade. If they wanted to be honest, they would pass a carbon tax. Everybody would pay a tax on the amount of carbon that they emit, and that way it'd be open, transparent, and honest, and everyone would know what it is that they're paying. Now, when you have cap and trade, they say, oh, that's just going to be the oil company, or is this going to be the refineries, this is going to be another group, and somehow thinking that they're taxing someone else. But it all comes back to the people who are listening to us now, my people in Oklahoma, and others that are out there working for a living, paying for all the fun they're having here in Washington. It's a huge, huge tax.
Well, the president promised absolutely no tax increase, and I think his phrase was in any form. Are we witnessing some lawyering here going on, which the Obama people are essentially saying, well, this isn't a tax, it's something else?
Well, yeah, this is, and he's very clever. You know, I defended, right after the inaugural address, I was defending Obama for, oh gosh, about 5 or 6 days, because he was willing to take on some of the far left. Well, I guess they finally got to him. He's doing the same thing with this as he does by saying he's going to cut the deficit in half at the end of his first term. Well, John, if you take the deficit that George W. Bush had all 8 years, added up, divide by eight, it's $245 billion. The deficit for this year alone that Obama's going to have is now up to almost $2 trillion, about $1.8 trillion. Now, if he uses that as his benchmark and he cuts that in half, then it'll be down to about four times the deficit he keeps saying that he inherited. This is the same strategy that he's using. He'll say technically, well, this is not a tax. This is a something else, and it's not going to be directly affecting you. It is a tax, and the ultimate consumer is going to use it. It's a tax in the form of higher utility, higher energy costs for all Americans, and it's a regressive tax, John, because those families with the least income are the ones who are spending a much larger percentage of their expendable income on heating their homes and doing things they have to do.
Now, do you suspect, or maybe you even know, is President Obama, our President Obama and his team, planning to use this man-made global warming canard to tax us in other ways besides cap and trade. Are there other plans?
Well, I don't know. This, to me, this is so significant, what they are doing right now, that I don't know of anything that could make it larger or worse. But nonetheless, the cost, the increased cost of people who have to just survive in this country, is. But I'd like to throw out one other thing, because I know right now, listening to us, there are people out there who really, in their hearts, believe that man-made gases, anthropogenic gases, CO2, and so forth, are causing global warming, in spite of the fact we're in a cooling spell. But they really believe that in their heart. Well, if they do, why would we want to unilaterally, in the United States of America, pass a cap-and-trade bill that's going to dramatically increase the cost of energy, is going to cause our jobs to go to places like China and Mexico and India, where they don't have any emission requirements, and you would have actually an increase in the overall, a net increase in CO2. So we're the ones who are getting hit with the taxes, and yet it's going to cause CO2 to increase. Because you can't tell me that the Chinese, who are cranking out a new coal-fired generating plant every week now, are going to be doing anything but enjoying any tax that we pass in this country.
Senator James Inhofe of Oklahoma. Senator, it's always good to talk to you. Thanks very much.